Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Bonds, the weekly podcast from INR Bonds. I'm Arjun Patsarthi. And foreign investors who have been absent from buying Indian bonds in the last many years, in fact, I can't even recall when they last bought, net bought Indian bonds, that is Indian rupee bonds, INR bonds. INR bonds, by the way, is the name of our platform as well, which is Indian rupee bonds. And they have bought close to $14 billion. Of Indian bonds in this financial year till date, that is March, April 23 to March 24. And so why the sudden turnaround? And we have seen a huge amount of turmoil in global bond markets in the last 3 years, the last few years, after COVID, when central banks cut rates to 0%. The bond yields fell sharply, and then inflation started to pick up. And when central banks started to hike rates and inflation went very way higher than expected, bond yields rose sharply. Investors have lost a lot of money in the bond markets. Even Indian bond yields have been followed a similar trend, where after RBI cut rates to 4% post-COVID, then they have taken it up to 6.5%. Bond yields have risen sharply and prices have also dropped. So those who invested a few years back have lost money. But at that time, foreign investors did not invest in the Indian bonds. So they were net sellers of bonds. Now they are coming in droves and investing in bonds. Why are they doing that? This podcast will attempt to give a rationale to what their thought process is. And why are they suddenly embracing Indian bonds? The reason why, there are two main factors why what FPIs look at, any foreign investor would look at. One is the absolute level of returns one can get, and the second is the strength of the currency, the Indian rupee. Very simply put, if I invest in dollars in India and the Indian rupee depreciates against the US dollars, then to that extent, I lose money. So if I buy a bond for 8% Indian bond, Indian rupee bond, INR bond, and the rupee has depreciated by 3%, and when I sell the bond and take the money out, my net is only 5%. That's as simple as that. It's very important that the rupee should be a steady currency and have the depreciation should be much less than what it was earlier. So that's a very strong outlook on the currency itself. The second is, why is suddenly the bonds becoming attractive? In government bond sense, they would need to look at various factors like whether the inflation is in control in India, then whether there could be capital outflows because of global bond market events, or there could be any kind of volatility in the government borrowing, etc. All that put together, they have to have a very strong, fundamentally good view of the Indian bond market. So the two things are now coming to the fore when foreign investors are investing in Indian rupee bonds. Is that on the macro front, that is on in regards to inflation, they believe that Indian inflation in India is reasonably under control. RBI is clearly targeting inflation at 4%. And while it's been higher than that, they have kept their focus on inflation management, which is a high positive for them. The second is the government fiscal deficit itself, which is the difference between the expenditure and revenue of the government. And if this fiscal deficit as an overall part of the GDP is trending down, then it is pretty positive on the macro front. So it shows that the expenditures are robust. I mean, the income is, revenues are robust, and the expenditures kept under control. Now, this can change, obviously, going forward. But when you're buying bonds, you normally take a forward view. And that is a view FIs, foreign investors, are taking. The second is on the currency front. what is the main drivers? The drivers include a current account deficit, which is the difference between inflows and outflows of the dollars on various parameters. On the is showing is at much lower levels than what it was earlier. And we have on the capital account, we have seen that is very strong inflows of foreign portfolio investments and foreign direct investments. And all this put together is keeping the Indian market on a net inflow basis. So the and the with the crude oil prices steadying after touching highs and around $80 a barrel. So that's also keeping the outlook for the trade deficit stable. So everything put together has showing a sense of a stable to stronger currency. But having said that, could there be any global issues that could actually hurt? So one clear issue is that US inflation not sticking to Fed's target of 2%, and it's been hovering at 3% and above. And the Fed has very clearly indicated that inflation needs to stabilize at 2% for a period of time before they have start to cut rates. Even if the economy is in recession and the inflation outlook is not stable, they may not refrain from cutting rates. In the other global markets, we have seen the Central Bank of Japan, Bank of Japan, raising rates for the first time in decades. And this is a very clear sign that the Japanese economy is seeing signs of inflation, which the central bank has been targeting for almost 30 years now without any success. But inflation is coming to the fore in Japan as well. And globally itself, in the other markets, there is a sense that inflation is much higher, and central banks will have to keep rates at higher levels. But at this point of time, with the equity markets and credit markets at these levels, as in factoring in higher interest rates, there does seem to be a bit of stability in the global markets itself. So normally, when there is a sense of stability, at least in some of the markets, then foreign capital tends to go to wealth where growth is. Growth in India is one of the strongest in the world, and that has seen a very strong inflow of in equity markets, which is about $25 billion. And also, if there is interest in good in the returns available in fixed income itself, and if the macro is looking progressively stronger and steady, and the rupee is Indian rupee is seen as more stable than very fast depreciating currency, then bonds are also looking to be attractive for foreign investors. So put together, the outlook has changed. And obviously, there is this factor where Indian G-Secs are getting included in global market indices, bond market indices. And that is expected to drive inflows also into the Indian G-Sec market, government bond market. And maybe some other FIIs of investors are front running this anticipated event, investing in the Indian bonds for this financial year. The outlook is definitely more stable and positive than negative at this point of time, but things can definitely change. INR bonds are there for you to for a for, where we keep a watch on all these events and inform you so that you take the right decisions for your investors. So if you're a financial advisor, the best place for you is INR Bonds Partner Portal, where you log in and transact for look at the best bonds with most information, best transparency in prices, and the easiest of investment process for your clients. Select the portfolio, select the bonds you want to, and all you need. It's a straight-through investment process. Visit INR Bonds and log into our partner portal now. Thank you very much for listening in.